Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 287, episode 1 of
Joe Daly's Zeitgeist,
a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Monday, May 15th, 2023, which of course means we're halfway through May.
Yeah, it's also International Kangaroo Care Awareness Day, which is basically a fancy
care
word
for
skin to skin. Skin to skin, babe. You know, as a new parent. Love that. Got to have that skin-to-skin contact.
That makes more sense.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's. But I guess they have to make up a fun name. So people are like, it's Kangaroo Care. International Day of Families. National Nylon Stocking Day. What is this? 60s? National Chocolate Chip Day. And Peace Officers Memorial Day. Okay. That's got many days.
Today. Moving along. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Jack O'Brien. Jack O'Brien. Jack O'Brien. Jack O'Brien. Jack O'Brien, Jack O'Brien, Jack O'Brien, Jack O'Brien, Jack O'Brien's got plump ass thighs. That is courtesy of Dope Mailman to Elton John's Saturday. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Oh, yes, Mr. Miles Gray. Just back from the big city, New York. Fantastic. Hey. I had a Thompson's English muffin. Just like a New Yorker would. Authentic
That's
breakfast.
That's what you had in New York? That was your big piece of New York food?
Just like all the New Yorkers. And I had it with some butter and honey. You know that New York breakfast.
Hey,
also, shout out Dr. John Paul Higgins. We were kicking in New York for the first time. They were in New York for the very first time. And I was so jealous that they were experiencing New York City for the first time, like through adult eyes. And their eyes were like, I'm trying to get a chopped cheese. I want a bagel. Oh. Wow. I love this energy. But anyway, shout out to the city of New York.
Sometimes you take a bite out of Big Apple, Miles. Sometimes Big Apple takes a bite out of you.
Or you walk by one of those freaky-ass NYPD surveillance fucking camera arrays.
Oh, yeah. That picture that you took was wild.
Times Square, man, you know? Love it. Love it over there.
That thing looks like... It's got like five different cameras installed on top of five different cameras. It's cameras on cameras on cameras.
I haven't been to Times Square in years because just as a matter, I just avoid it at all costs usually when I'm in New York.
Yeah.
But having to like traverse Times Square to get to certain places I had to be, it was wild just to see now how it's like half, there's like people making TikToks. There's like publicity photo shoots happening with like people in suits with like the fucking, all the lights behind them. There were people in costumes, like fighting over who was going to get the money for taking the picture with like a family that was visiting from Europe. And then, you know, kids just getting sturdy, dancing. Mm. You know, it was
really
beautiful. Yeah. Oh, and then also people obviously selling me weed, trying to sell me weed.
In Times Square?
Yeah.
Times Square got cooler since the last time I was there.
Well, it's like a good venue. I realize for like, it seems like for kids that it's a great backdrop to shoot your TikToks.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all very busy and stuff.
Yeah,
like
I guess I was there pre-TikTok. So,
oh, Jack, you must
go. It was
just
people waiting for tickets for Broadway, basically. And then, tourists walking around with their mouths open, looking at all the bright lights.
It is wild how quickly it is to see the difference between New Yorkers and non-New Yorkers just by where your attention is when you walk.
Yeah.
Like, New Yorkers like, I got my headphones. I'm trying to fucking get where I need to go. Then you have tourists like with their phone like right up on their face or just like not looking ahead and just in awe of all the buildings. It's a wonderful sight. It's a wonderful sight.
Well, Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a professor, a podcast creator, the co-host of the show Invisible Hate. It's Assad Boone!
Assad! Oh, that was a great introduction. One of the best I've ever had.
Come on now. Got to show respect to Professor Assad.
Yeah. I'm doing well. You know, I feel like you missed a little bit about your New York experience. There's always someone urinating in the corner out there in Times Square.
You know, I missed. I think the NYPD is doing a good job of brutalizing people. That it wasn't happening. So shout out to them. It
was LA wild. Might be the new home of public urination because I'm seeing a lot of public urination these days.
We've always been here in Portland too.
We've always had that. You know. The weather's nice, you know, the pee-pee's everywhere.
Go outside for a pee-pee.
We have a lot of dog poop everywhere here in Portland. People don't seem to pick up after their dogs.
We have that in LA too. It's kind of, I see it on the concrete and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know why I'm getting angry at the dog. I'm like, you're just comfortable shitting on the concrete right next to a serviceable patch of grass or dirt? Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I'm like putting myself in the perspective of the dog. And like that's like, and that's a bridge too far for me.
Yeah. My dogs would only go when we lived in New York. They would only go as we were crossing the street. I think just as a like just as a test of
just knew
my mettle.
Right.
They just knew that as I got more like the moment that I would want them to take a shit the least is when they would decide to take a shit.
Yeah.
It's like the red hand is blinking.
And the countdown is like 3, 2.
Here we go.
So wait, what did you do? Did you like in a panic, like try and clean it up? Or did you?
I was like catching it with the bag. Like,
waving
to the cars. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know?
Oh, no. I know that's a very high stress event for you, Jay.
I don't like to fuck anyone's day up.
I'm getting secondhand stress from that, too. I know exactly how you feel.
All right. So we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about today. Diane Feinstein is back. And I don't know, man. It's like pretty dark. It's grim.
Ridiculous.
I think grim is the appropriate word. New Twitter CEO just dropped.
Oh.
And it's a woman. Elon Musk's fans are not happy about that fact. So we'll talk about just that.
It should have been Rick or Morty.
Only options.
Yeah. Is it Rick or fucking Morty? Otherwise,
then
some
don't
woke,
talk to me, dog.
Woke live. Don't worry. So, she's a fucking capitalist. You're fine.
Yeah, she's fine. You guys are going to be fine. Also, there might be a dating app situation happening on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
What?
He's trying everything.
He's trying it all, you know? AMC theaters are trying it all. They're going to make their own candy, it looks like.
What? I don't know. That just pissed me off that you said that. Like,
Yeah, it's weird.
For what? Cost cutting?
Yeah, cost cutting. They claim that there's a I have noticed at AMC theaters that like some days they just like won't have any candy. Like they won't have.
They'll
have
like
half of the things will be gone. Yeah. Yeah, I'm still going. Especially when I'm real sick and just hawking up I like to show up and just, you know.
I like to go to a midnight Thursday showing when it's packed. Something about being around other people helps me feel better.
Oh, yeah, but something about being here, you know, feel better in a place like this.
Thank you, Nicole. Better.
But yeah, like they don't half the time. I'm a Sour Patch Kids. Mm-hmm. I'm a Sour Patch species, kid.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they won't have that shit. So anyways, they're going to try and deal with some of their supply chain issues by making their own candy, which feels, I don't know, like there's got to be a reason that all these companies, like we've had the same candy for centuries now.
Yeah. You're not going to usurp Reese's Pieces.
Right. Like, I'm sorry. Like people would have thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, oh, if you love Reese's Pieces, you're going to love Ross's Posies. You're like, what? Everything's just kind of...
Didn't AMC go into the gold business recently or mining business like a year or two ago? Like, they are just trying everything, I feel like.
Are they? Whoa, really?
That's wild.
Mining, okay.
So we'll talk about that. Well, we might talk about Disney losing millions of subscribers, not due to wokeness, but that is the way the headlines are portraying it. It's actually because of cricket. We'll explain all of that, plenty more. But first, Asab, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Yeah, I mean, sticking on the dog and baby theme, something that I searched in my late night trying to get my baby to sleep was, is it okay to love your dog more than your child? And surprisingly, something like 33% of people love their dogs more than their children, which wow. I thought was pretty funny. How do you guys feel?
I love sadly, my dog has become down in steerage class of the Titanic of my love ship while I'm holding my baby up at the front saying, you know, king of the world, you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know that feeling, though, because, man, when there's something about, I was just telling, I think I've said this on the show before, like the difference between seeing my baby smile at 3 p.m. versus seeing my baby smile at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
is
right.
a completely yeah. different, like, when I'm like, don't be smiling right now. You should yeah. be fucking
3 a.m. You're
so
like, oh, you think it's
tired.
A fucking party,
go
huh?
Sleep.
Oh, you yeah. think
oh,
it's a party?
So I amuse you like a clown. You know what I mean? That's why I'm turning into him suddenly. But yeah, I know that feeling. Like, man, my like late night Google searches were all like stuff like that of like,
just
you know,
bleak.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, the business opportunities for new parents who are Googling solutions to their problems at 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean,
yeah.
forget about it. We've spent hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, like on little things from Amazon or whatever Costco to come overnight so that we could fix whatever the problem we're having.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is your baby like, what's the, just kind of just, you know, young, so not yeah, sleeping just, as well?
She's perfect in every way, except yeah. she's a newborn, right? And so yeah. she wants to be back in the womb in the fourth trimester. But, you know, we love her. And as you can imagine, I've never, you know, felt this kind of love before other than yeah. for my dog.
Somehow my love has expanded for my dog.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And yeah, it's everything that you can imagine would be. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Oh, man.
I, you know how Jack, I was talking shit. I'm like, yo, my son's he's sleeping through the night now.
Yeah.
Nah, that shit.
don't say that. That's my only hope.
I mean, it happened. I mean, it's like, it's now went from like 11 hours to 6.
Yeah.
And then like got out, you know, rock them back. And then, you know, I can continue my sleep. But nice. I've slowly, my body's adjusted. I think nice. I think yeah. I may have I'm starting to be able to run on much less and less sleep than I thought I would.
Yeah, you find that you're far more efficient with your hours during the day too, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. And like I go to sleep like early, like a, you know, like an adult too. So because I'm like, because you got to do that thing. It's like when the baby's sleeping, you got to sleep too.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As much as I want to reclaim those hours and play the new Star Wars Jedi Survivor game, I cannot for my own, you know, sleep cycle.
Agreed.
What is something that you think is overrated?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think Airbnb recently. I've just been so annoyed with their excess fees and cleaning and this, that, and the other thing. And I've gone back to just going to hotels because I can just, I know the price. I
yeah.
know the system. I go in and then I leave and I don't have to clean 45 dishes and do all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, I would say for me right now, Airbnb is overrated.
Right. You're like... The hotel is never like, you didn't bring the trash bags out to the can outside.
Totally.
That's a $50 right. charge.
Yeah.
Also, one dish was not cleaned properly. And you didn't put all the sheets into the washing machine. I'm like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I totally get that. It's totally. The fees are, because like it's wild too. You'll see like you'll see a price when it's like whatever $150 a night, and then it tallies it up. And it's like it's $6,000.
$6,000.
So you're like, what?
Wait, what? All the extra cleaning fee is more than the nightly fee. Yeah,
and then you know COVID sterilization fee. You're like, shit.
And just as a person of color early on, I had a lot of issues with Airbnb in that like I would reserve something and then it would get canceled.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And my wife, who's a white woman, would reserve the same or similar place and be like, okay, yeah, you can come.
That part.
And so, yeah, totally.
I would just be like, please, Her Majesty, use your whiteness in service of this Airbnb booking.
Exactly.
Because yeah. This place is too fucking nice for my like fucking black and brown ass avatar for them to be like, yeah, we trust him.
Totally. Yeah. What's something you think is underrated?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm, again, baby on the mind. I would say... New moms, man. My wife is a rock star, and I don't know. Yeah, Miles, your wife is it wife. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Like the what they're doing on a day to day, week to week basis in these first couple months. I mean, obviously, the first couple years for the rest of their lives, but certainly, you know, my wife, you know,
all right, Freud.
breastfeeding for 40 hours a week plus, right?
Yeah.
And
sleeping pumping. It's
2 hour shifts, like. Completely just underrated what new moms have to go through in terms of keeping these little ones alive. So,
and it was just Mother's Day. Yeah, that's why it's like it's not lost on me. Like it's just gestation and birth, that part alone, I'm like, look, I don't know what I have to do to offset this balance that we've already created because of caring and delivering the child. Like there's nothing I could do except for maybe stay up really late. A lot more. But yeah, it's so like, you know, like I was saying, like to other people, like your ability to love expands in so many ways, not just by having a child, but even like in my marriage, it's like, it's wild. I feel like in a way, like some people are like, but baby's not going to solve everything. Not that we had problems that we had to solve, but it's like, it's completely added a new dimension and depth of love to even like my relationship to my partner that was not there.
Yeah.
But yeah. Shout out to them. And also, it's just Mother's Day. So shout out all the mothers.
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
Shout out to all old moms, new moms, all of it. Manufacturing the most nutritious food in the world with their body, like, constantly. Yeah.
Yeah. And the most we can do is, you know, clean pacifiers and like pumping equipment. But I take
with
that
t-shirts.
Duty on.
T-shirts are the appropriate thing to clean. Pacifiers with just wipe that
just
shit.
Oh yeah that or yeah, just for sure or oh, yeah, suck totally, or right. Just suck the dust right off it. I'm like hit the ground, I'm like okay there you go right back to you.
And
yeah, as right we're talking I just got this whiff of throw up. My shirt is just covered in it.
Oh yeah my computer, I still have breast milk rings on the laptop. I'll show you.
There you go.
That is amazing.
You see that ring right there?
Yeah,
that's breast milk.
There you go.
Amazing.
I don't know why. It's like I leave it on like it's a fucking patch. I think for like when I travel, I'm like, I want to remember that I'm
smell
I'm
that.
Parent.
Know where you came from.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Isn't that a thing in like men's manfluencers where they like drink breast milk or like order breast milk because of the nutrition?
A lot of weightlifters they're buying that stuff up because I think it's better for them and helps build the muscles. I don't know about man.
See, not all their not all their ideas are bad. You see,
I mean, just
make a lot of money. We got some extra stuff. I might put it on the black market.
See what job creators.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, you can with breast milk, you can get ripped and address some unaddressed weird things that are going on with your relationship with your mother. You know what I mean? Right. Hey, but Homelander did it. Homelander did that shit. So it's for the most powerful men out there. They drink breast milk.
That's right. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some news.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to the best one yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to the best one yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And we're back, and so is DiFi.
Yeah. Oh, DiFi. I mean, so she's back in the Senate. She cast her first votes last Wednesday, after being out for months, like almost 3 months. Yeah. And Senate Democrats were eager for her return because the Judiciary Committee, they had a backlog of judicial picks, of Biden's judicial picks they had to confirm. That had been at a standstill. They're also big relieved to have a crucial vote that could help avert like a debt ceiling disaster. So in a sense, they're like, okay, this is great to have her back. But truly, at what cost? Because if anyone who saw the footage of her arrive to work at the Capitol, it was pretty hard to watch. She got out of a car. One of her staffers had a wheelchair waiting. She said, "Where am I going?"
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, as she got into the wheelchair, and then she said, "I got something in my eye." And then Chuck Schumer comes up. He's like, "Hi, Diane." She's like, "Hi, Chuck." "Hi, okay, everyone." And then slowly, like, wheeled off to work. But it was... it was one of those scenes where you're like, oh, man, she's in a bad way. And I don't know, like, I think that scene was kind of tragically familiar for anyone that's watched an elderly loved one sort of begin to slip into poor health and senility. And, yeah, you know, her office says that she's been suffering from shingles, which eventually hospitalized her. And shingles is fucking no joke, especially at that age. Ruth Bader Ginsburg also, she had secret shingles like that she wasn't really talking about. And she couldn't shake it after a while because it had gone too far. And so, you know, like right now, Feinstein is saying that she's going to retire in 2025. But I think a lot of people are like, is that really necessary? Like,
yeah,
you know, like it's not like you're in a red state where the governor is going to swap you out for like a sentient 4chan meme. Like Gavin Newsom, we'll put a Democrat in there and things can move happily along. And, you know, Diane can live out her days in peace and potentially recover rather than have to, like, as one staffer called it, put up this, they call it kabuki, basically, with how she's looked at legislation and they said these words don't make sense. She said that and they're like, oh, shit. And apparently, like, her chief of staff is kind of running things behind the scenes. It's been a very, it's just very difficult to watch. And there's like so many layers of like fucked up here. It's like the Democrats like, well, we need your ass to get these votes through. So get your ass over here. But also like, we're not able to you know, like this is like a real problem we have in the U.S. too, about like being able to know when like we can rest and not have this mentality of like we have to keep going, or if I stop, then this means X, Y, or Z. Yeah, it's really been hard to watch.
I saw the picture. I didn't see the video, but I saw the pictures, and my immediate reaction was, is that Senator Palpatine's wife? Like, she just looked so frail and like just out of like a movie, you know, out of Star Wars. Like, I feel like I don't understand why she's trying to cling to this power other than she wants the power, right? It just makes no sense.
It's probably, you know, like anything, right? Like when my like grandparents too, there's a moment where they're like, no, I'm good. Don't worry about me. And you're like, you're not good at all.
Sometimes you can't leave the decision in their hands.
Yeah. And I'm sure on some level, she doesn't want to admit that to herself, which I completely understand. But this is why, like, in a way, like, this is why we need shit like term limits. And we need to stop, like, incentivizing, like, a gerontocracy in the Senate because of all these seniority rules and committee assignments. Like, it's like, you want the oldest motherfuckers in there. They're like, so everything is, like, all bad about this.
Yeah. There's just no good news. And by the way, I do appreciate you keeping it veiled by saying an elderly loved one, Miles, about me, you know, coming back from being sick for a couple days and
look,
you know,
I'm not
being fragile.
I never thought humiliation was an effective tool. You know? Just personally, I've told you that. And when it's time for you to call time, Jack, it's time for you to call time. I'm not going to do that for you. But it is hard for people to watch that happen. Yeah. I'm just gonna say that right now. It is it's heartbreaking. Yes. You know?
Yeah.
The truth is shingles is devastating for a 20 or 30 year old, and for someone her age, I mean, it really just makes no sense. And I completely agree with you guys that we need to get term limits. We need to, the Democrats especially, need to get younger people in the House and Senate. If we want to attract this next generation of voters, you know, it's not gonna be done by the 70, 80, 90 year old, you know.
Are there nations that have like a age limit or anything like that? I'm just curious, like any institutions that are like, okay, well, we know that we're coming up on age 70, which is when we're no longer allowed to have these jobs. And so we like have the infrastructure in place to create a new class of whatever the job is, you know, like
Other countries definitely have term limits.
Term limits for sure. Yeah. It's a mess. But like, yeah.
Like, cause I know, like,
who our two options are going to be for the next president, too.
Yeah. Like, for judges, I know, like, I'm just reading Australia, Canada, England, France, Germany, Italy, Portugal, Russia, South Africa, Spain. They all have term limits or mandatory retirement ages.
Yeah.
And especially when you look at, like, where we are in American history, this point in history, like, we can't have leaders or legislators who are so divorced from like the outcomes of their decisions now, because they're like, well, I'm not going to see what the fuck happens with the decision in 10 years because the stakes are completely different. But yeah, like, it's just like there's other levels too that are just like really gross, like just hearing about how the staffers are like trying to hide it because they don't want to find other jobs and shit too. And It's at this poor woman's expense.
And it's 40 million people from California who are being underrepresented or not represented at all because of this. Right. And so those people are not getting a voice, and California itself is already underrepresented because they only get two senators and, you know, X amount of representatives. And so, yeah, it's the whole thing is ludicrous, and she should retire immediately. They should get someone else that can actually represent 40 million people.
At the very least, not have, like, there was another time that I was reading this other article about, like, just kind of just the greatest hits of people being like, oh, DiFi. She came up to Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, the lone black Republican senator, and she thought he was Raphael Warnock.
No.
Yes. And she said, congrats, I've been rooting for you. I'm so happy you're joining us and blah, blah, blah. And Tim Scott apparently just played along, like he knew what time it was already.
Wow.
He was like, no. He was like, thank you so much. I really appreciate your support, and kept it moving. And
Jesus,
you know,
Christ.
Like, this is kind of where, these are not the situations where you need to be putting these people in. But at the same time, like, we're also, the message is that, are like, for a lot of the people that are in office, they just don't want to let go of that Right. Yeah. Or either.
Right. It so can't really... be left in their hands. And that anytime it's with it without term limits like that, you're going to end up leaving it in their hands. They're going to have to make the decision to back out of it. And they're never going to make that decision, or at least rarely will they make the decision. Like it's like any job, any sport, like letting a boxer decide when it's time to retire, or, you know, anything.
Yeah.
They never make the right decision themselves. Like, we never make, as humans, we don't make the right, we're not the best at deciding when it's time to hang it up.
No.
I think Tom Brady has made the best decisions around as a New England Patriot fan. Yeah, I wish that he would come back, unretire again.
Right. Hey, man, he's got wounds to heal, man. Ever since he saw Giselle ride off with the jujitsu guy, it's been a slippery slope, man. And in a way, maybe he's like, I should have retired. Because there goes my bae with the jujitsu man on a horse.
Yeah. All right. Elon Musk named Linda Yaccarino as the new CEO of Twitter. She is leaving her job as chairman of global advertising partnerships at NBC Universal. So this is it seems like it's basically really focusing on ad support and like getting. Right. Getting ads. It doesn't feel like he hired somebody who is experienced with like being a CEO. It's more like he is going to continue to be the acting CEO, and he's like, we need some ad sales support, so I'm gonna hire someone focused
on the logic sales. Here of Elon Musk, right? He's like, I've turned this into a hate speech powered hell site that's caused all advertisers to flee.
Yes.
It's not No, it surely can't be the lack of moderation and the racist free-for-all. It's that I don't have someone with all the advertiser connections that I need. So, of course, you get somebody who's coming from a gigantic media conglomerate with all these ad relationships as a way to prop up your business when it's so clear why they fled. But please, Elon, keep going. I'm sure she has a fantastic CV.
Yeah. Well, it does seem like her politics might line up with his because she follows the Babylon Bee.
Oh,
which I mean, maybe she's just a fan of really great comedy, but, you know, that's the right wing, The Onion. But like their jokes are just fucking transphobic garbage.
Yeah. They're not jokes. As Shin Yi Pai would say, it would be a misuse of words. I would describe that website.
Yeah. Also follows the head of Libs of TikTok on Twitter.
Oh.
And she was once part of Trump's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition.
Oh, great.
Although she also worked
Else was on that council?
Yeah. Right.
That's where I get most of my nutrition and health and fitness advice from
CEO of McDonald's Trump. Was on there as well. Yeah.
Yeah. But she also worked for the Biden administration creating an advertising campaign for the COVID vaccinations starring the Pope.
Wow, you know who was on that council? Bill Belichick.
Hell no way.
Really?
Yeah, Yankees closer Mariano Rivera. Mehmet Dr. Oz.
Oh, wow.
Urban Meyer and Herschel Walker.
Wow.
Some of them what a on great there council. So,
yeah among many row. Yeah.
But because the new CEO espoused vaccines and masking and, you know, social justice in the past and is a woman, Elon Musk fanboys are melting down, and RIP Twitter started trending at the end of last week when it was announced.
These people don't know anything about fucking anything, really? Okay, sure.
You love to see it when they're hateful politics, like, trap them, like come back to bite them in the ass. Like, this reminds me of like when Gina Carano thing where she like self-destructed her career for her like anti-woke politics, went and made an action movie for the Daily Wire, and like the Daily Wire fans were like, why would we ever watch this? It stars a woman
doing action crap. No way.
That's woke bull. That's woke BS, man.
They're like, what? Yeah, I mean, that boomerang does come back pretty quickly. I like how people are just like, they just said, RIP Twitter, you just appointed a brain dead commie as CEO. I'll get this out there now. Fuck Linda Yaccarino and everybody else. I'm like, really? Really? This person, they're such a communist. But again, they don't even know what communist is. It's someone who believes in science, I think, at this point, is a communist.
And yeah. Elon's still going to be involved, right? Like, he's going to be the CTO still or something like that? Is that is that what I heard?
Yeah. He's still going to be the CEO. Yeah. Like, this is...
This is true.
I think he's probably... He was probably getting pressure from the board around, you know, his horrifying mishandling and, like...
of everything.
Just doing a terrible job as the CEO of Twitter. And so... He's like, yeah, I'll name a CEO who will have no power and will just only be focused on getting ad sales back. And then we'll fire her once they can't resuscitate ad sales.
Right. Like in 3-6 months, how long do you should we make a prediction? Is it 6 months? Is it a year that she's there before she's fired for not bringing the ads?
I mean, could her relationships actually get them to look past just how garbage of a site Twitter is? Is that logic really gonna track with she's got relationships with GM, blah, da, 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 da. Surely she can get them to come back to the table, but I don't know, you gotta imagine that
for a lot of right-wing media out there, there are advertisers that want to advertise on those platforms, and if Twitter continues to be this kind of cesspool of conservative right-wing racist thought, there are people that want to reach that audience, unfortunately, right?
But they don't have, I guess that's the difference, is they don't have the spending power that would keep the website going like a General Motors would,
right?
Because it's just going to be like some crypto scheme that it's like about
pillow company,
or like Pepe the Frog coin or some shit like that.
Linda
Yaccarino, hard row.
I feel like companies are still a little hesitant to go full on board. There is enough Elon Musk and I'm sure the CEOs of those companies in the privacy of their own right wing Nazi memorabilia dungeons probably would love to openly come out in support of this sort of thing, but they recognize that it's not popular. But I am starting to feel we talked before about how America was ripe for a 1980s Reaganite reversion, popular culture goes full bore right wing and embraces a Republican right wing president. I could see that things are starting to shape up in a direction where if it's Biden versus Trump and Trump seems to have a little bit more mental acuity than Biden does, I could see that being, if Trump gets reelected, I could see that being the thing that all these CEOs are okay, finally, we can just go full mask off. This is what America wants. We all are going to advertise with Elon Musk and get fully on board. Can always get worse, I guess, is my is my read on this. So, as much as it doesn't make sense in the current, zeitgeist, for Twitter to suddenly be able to turn the ad sales around and for GM to start advertising on right wing platforms, I could see a future where that's the case and where everything just kind of turns in that direction. Because certainly the people who make the decisions at those companies, they are on board with that. They all in the privacy of their own, conversations with each other are having the conversations where they're we need to stop being so woke. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing about how I'm making too much money.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course I'm making more money than an entry-level person like me because I'm the CEO.
Yeah.
Think AMC is going to be advertising their new candy that they make on Twitter anytime soon?
We'll see.
Yeah, you know? Potentially.
I mean, I might be advertising. I still have to taste test it. We'll see how good it is. But
yeah.
Another thing that we might be getting on Twitter is, so I guess this is something they tried before, Twitter Blue, where Twitter could become a dating app, according to noted relationship expert Elon Musk. He reportedly is considering adding a dating app feature to Twitter, just in case people were worried that it wasn't a hellish enough site already. And the idea stemmed from a tweet from some guy who claimed that a Twitter dating app might save humanity from extinction, which we always know that we always know Elon Musk is worried about saving humanity from extinction with his dick. That's
of course.
So, yeah,
that's the way.
Yeah, no need to worry about the ravages of climate change or it, just worry about
a dating app.
Yeah, a dating
app. Hold on, this guy's not fucking enough. The world's right. Gonna end.
Racists aren't fucking enough.
Yeah, truly.
So he responded to that tweet by saying, it's an interesting idea that could provide jobs. Because that's how he gets his business ideas, is just scouring his mentions, I guess.
Yeah.
Replying with the crying laughing emoji. And
also,
then,
that could provide jobs? Was that him pretending to be like a politician? Yeah. Like, he's like, oh, interesting. And that could provide jobs. And yeah. Like, oh, I feel yes.
Could provide him with additional children, too. Doesn't he have like 20 kids with 10 different
people? He's trying to repopulate the earth, like all on his own. Yeah. There already was once an official, unofficial Twitter dating site called Blue. It was a dating service only for verified Twitter users, which I, never having been a verified Twitter user, I was not aware of this. But just a small fraction of the people using Twitter were able to use it, obviously. And the idea was to match people by analyzing the contents of their tweets.
Oh, fuck.
Which sounds just awful.
Yeah. I mean, hey, with the new AI, maybe they can refine that a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, they bragged that Blue was the safest dating community ever due to Twitter's verification system. But that obviously, since they have like turned the verified tweet into like a mockery of what it once was, they no longer can make that claim. But it will be a place, I guess, exclusively for racist Elon Musk reply guys to like find each other and date one another if they're so inclined,
and maybe repopulate the planet
with the worst humans that you can possibly imagine.
Rise of the pick me Elon guys.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about AMC candy.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
And we're back. And yeah, so AMC has basically said, fuck it, we'll make our own candy.
We'll do it live?
Let's do it live.
Wow. All right, Bill.
Guys, I have a poster on my wall that says that. I don't know if you can see it. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
off the famous Bill O'Reilly quote, play us out? Fuck it, we'll do it live. Okay.
But AMC has reported that they're struggling with supply chain issues with candy companies, which are now charging 33% more for their products. Apparently, AMC doesn't like the idea of paying jacked up prices for candy, which is interesting because they love jacking up the prices on everything else.
Right.
But they're considering making their own candy, where I guess they've announced they're going to do that. Which just seems like, I don't know, like off-brand candy is a thing, but it's never a thing that like seems to go very well.
You're doing the absolute opposite of what people want when they go spend money. Because you're doing the thing that all like, you know, kids of frugal parents or like immigrant kids where they're like, oh, we have red vines at home type of thing. You know what I mean? And it ain't that. And then we, from all that pain, become the kind of consumers who are like, I will only eat name brand candies because I did not have them as a child, just to go to AMC and then get some like Kroger brand, you know, blue label candies. I don't know. That's, you're kind of taking the excitement out for the consumer. But I guess like unless they do the thing where it's like, I mean, you could buy the name brand shit for $72.
Right.
Or you can buy our $5 box of candies. Like, maybe that juxtaposition would help.
I wish that they would work on bettering the popcorn, you know, get the real butter in there and that fake shit, you know. When we go to our local theater, you know, that's why we go. It's just like, you know.
They got the butter?
Better popcorn.
They got the real stuff, you know.
Ah, not the coconut oil?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that coconut oil, sometimes it does hit, but not like the real thing. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
There's no food that I have so consistently eaten and that has so consistently made me feel sick than AMC movie popcorn. I will eat that shit every single time. Like, there's just something, if I'm at a movie and I'm not eating popcorn, I can smell the other people eating popcorn. I feel like I've like missed something, you know. But and then I eat a whole medium-sized popcorn and feel horrible. Like, it, but my body is like, this is not food, this is bad. Like, it's yelling at me, and I still do it every single time.
When I saw Top Gun, I was done with my popcorn before the movie even began, because the previews were like half an hour.
Yeah.
It's like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
I love the way that the head of AMC really tried to make it seem like this is for the consumer.
Yeah.
They're like, I mean, with the prices so high, I mean, it would only make sense for us to create a high quality private, as you said, high quality private label. I love that word, almost like it does almost sound good when you're like, oh, it's private label brand. Chocolate Select. Candy coated shells or whatever, rather than calling them M&Ms. But really, again, you're saying that to fucking shareholders, when really what you're saying is, and so we can make way more money because the margins on this shit are going to be fat.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what we're doing here. But I just don't understand, like, no one, you can't, there's a reason why these candy companies have been around.
Yeah.
Because they've spent fucking decades inside people's minds being like, this is the only option for candy. It's M&M's, it's Reese's Pieces, it's Twizzlers, it's Sour Junior Patch Mints. Kids. Yeah, Junior Mints, fucking Goobers, if you're so inclined, you know, all of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, like Wrigley, like all those are like old legacy, like those companies have like like families that have generational wealth at this point. I feel like there's a reason that it's not like people are like, all right, you can get our like restaurants like t-shirt and also our proprietary candy brand. You know, it's
right.
Like the tea, it feels like there's like a bar for entry in making candy. But I don't know, though. I guess like middle schools and elementary schools like sell those candies. So maybe.
Yeah, I feel like
maybe I'm being too hard on them.
I feel like they should go the local route and offer up you know, in every city, you know, the local kind of candy manufacturers or whatever, right? That to me seems like something that maybe people would be, maybe it might be a little cheaper.
No, Asad, that's too woke.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's, I'm sorry, that's Portland in me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Your local candies, we can't do that. But I mean, yeah, that would be the kind of, it would be nice to have more like regionally focused concessions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why can't I get, like in LA, we like spicy shit.
Yeah.
Why can't I get spicy popcorn? Like, just fucking do that kind of shit. But again, it's so funny that even again, like, this is like the Ron DeSantis versus Disney thing. I'm like, I'm for the big company.
Yeah.
Like, stop trying to fuck up Hershey's money.
Right.
What's wrong with y'all? But hey.
You guys have salt and straw down there? We'd love some salt and straw ice cream in the movie theater. That'd be great.
Yeah.
What is like, what would be a local Los Angeles candy? I don't even know what the fuck we got.
C's, man.
C's, yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, C's. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, but C's is like, See, now I'm like thinking, I'm like, do I want to be eating big old pieces of chocolate that are melting in my hand when I'm watching
things? Right. The only candy, like it does seem like chocolate is the one that gets the off-brand treatment, right? Like when you would like go around, I remember, I forget what I was raising money for as a kid, but like you could go around and sell like the different candy bars and
right.
And there would be like the caramel ones, and I would eat like three of them and just like make my parents pay for those ones.
Oh yeah, I remember like
is that fundraiser. The quality we're gonna be getting is just like caramel nut bar, like in
private
like,
label
Times New Roman, like clearly printed on like a with private label,
private
but it's
label.
Like clearly printed on a dot matrix printer.
Yeah, and, or the all the labels are like on like a big laser jet printer mailing label sheet that they just like clearly peeling off and slapping them on. You're like, damn, is this safe? Has this gone, like, is this FDA approved?
Yeah.
You know, I wish that movie theaters had sold Girl Scout cookies and a bottle of milk. That would be great for me to.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Girl Scout cookies. Some Thin Mints, you know, and a nice glass of 1%. Be great.
I really challenge the head of AMC to really think like a fucking just predatory capitalist, and think of like businesses who are like, oh, they would fucking give it away for us to sell it at the theaters, and like we got their asses. But instead, they're like, no, we'll make our own candy that no one's going to fuck with.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, you greedy bastard.
Yeah, I'm sure the working conditions of the AMC proprietary candy factory are going to be great.
Jack, again, this quote, I love it, from CEO Adam Aron. It said, that got us thinking very hard about our candy. We realized that we could manufacture a private label brand of candy to very high quality standards, price it less expensively than our current candy is priced, and have a higher profit margin because our cost to manufacture the private label brand is so much less than the normal brands that you've seen in our previous 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Private labels. Here we go. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's just like even the... I'm trying to think of, I'm so fucking brand loyal. I'm kind of disgusted with myself, like at the thought of being like, can I eat this kind of chocolate, peanut butter, candy coated Spears or whatever weird, like just generic description that they give them?
Well, AMC is doing a thing that like they, you know, they are a monopoly. So like it's like the place that people, that you have to go see movies, and they're confusing that with like, people really like us as a brand.
Right.
Like, so they have the Nicole Kidman thing. They like have the AMC.
Now we're laughing at y'all.
Yeah. they have the AMC like club rewards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just feel like they're probably misunderstanding, overestimating our interest in being like, what would they do with candy? Like, what would I bet their candy would be really good.
It's giving me big DNC vibes.
Yeah.
You know, where the Democrats, like, they love us.
Right.
And we don't have to do anything because the options are bullshit around. So we're good. They're going to love everything we do. Meanwhile, everyone's like, nah, man, I held my fucking nose in the last election.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with this. But there is nothing else. You have a monopoly on... not so outwardly fascist shit. You guys kind of hide it better than the Republicans. That's the only reason why I'm here. Not because I love the fucking brand.
And yeah.
Like, oh, they're going to love this new slate of candidates we march out who are all in their 80s.
It's just funny that like they're trying to take the credit for the movies Like, you guys like movies, right? Well, that's us. We're the movie people.
Yeah.
Like, Nicole Kidman's watching the movies here, no. And, like, you like movies.
You're that kid from school we were friends with because they had a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. It was. And I'm sorry to tell you that it was because you had a pool, okay? Yeah. And we stood by while you made terrible off-color jokes about shit.
Yeah.
But you had the pool.
All right. Well, speaking of movies, Disney lost millions of subscribers, and a lot of people in the media are suggesting, especially on the right, that it's because they're too woke. They recently revealed they lost another 4 million Disney Plus subscribers in the first quarter of 2023.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of subscribers.
Because Loki?
Yeah. So this is from Breitbart. Headline from Breitbart. Disney Plus subscriptions plummet by 4 million as studio keeps pushing transgender drag queen content. Because Loki is gender fluid, I guess. And so they're claiming that.
Of course, they have
that
to.
That is making. Yeah, that's the reason.
That's wild. I have no clue. Yeah.
Yeah. The real reason is that when they bought Fox, Disney acquired Hotstar in India, which had a 5-year deal to stream professional cricket. But Disney Plus Hotstar lost the streaming rights last year. When they were outbid by a rival company for $3 billion. Ooh. So they still have the TV rights, but they don't have it on Disney Plus. So it's like a thing that was driving a huge portion of their business that most Americans probably weren't even aware existed. And it has no implications.
Gender fluidity.
Yeah. This is the second time that you guys have mentioned cricket in the last week. Is this a new theme for the show?
Yeah, when Sadia was on, we know we were talking about cricket. Yeah, it was Sadia Khan also. Yeah. I think it's the invisible hand that's guiding our markets. You know?
Right.
People need to wake up. That's just always watch the
South
cricket
Asians,
markets.
We're coming, guys. You better watch out.
They're like, you're going to learn about cricket now.
Yeah. But they also lost some subscribers in the U.S. and people were looking for... You know, to blame that on wokeness and not on them jacking up their prices twice in the same year.
Yeah.
Which probably has more to do with it.
So. No, but they love the go woke, go broke thing. And it's like, they ain't going broke, man. Like, they know how to make money. Like, it's not that. It's not that. They're just, they'll shed some subscribers when it's a bridge too far for the cost, but that's what's going on.
If there's any brand out there that knows their audience, it's Disney and Marvel and the Star Wars universe, right? Like they're not going to, people aren't leaving because Loki, what the character was transgender, right? Like they're leaving for other reasons, economic reasons and whatnot. So yeah, totally agree.
Yeah.
Look, I as someone who has been leeching off someone else's Disney Plus account, I wish I could say like, yeah, man, I'm giving them my money, but there's too many damn subscriptions.
There's so many.
Plus, you know, shout out to the homies with the Plex servers that, you know, put the content up there cost free for your boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, cricket though.
Cricket.
Big business.
This kind of reminds me of, it turns out.
It's starting to remind me of Succession with Jogo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause he's got some fluctuating numbers in India as well. And I was like, oh, this is all art imitating life.
Yeah. I feel like. Yeah, Succession should be educational for everyone. Just like be viewed as like and these are the reasons the decisions are made. It's like pure ego and bullshit and trying to look cool in a meeting.
100%.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because I think like a venture between Paramount and another investor are the ones who bought the rights. So it's like, you know, Paramount came in and swooped up those cricket rights.
Right.
That's what happened. It's just, you know. It's company fighting that's happening. And I guess, you know, with Ron DeSantis being like, well, we don't need social studies books about the Holocaust, then maybe he is a step closer to being like, yeah, Succession is the new business education show that we will show the kids in school. Right.
Well, Asad, it's been such a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, hear you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, I'm on all the socials. My handle is abuttonportland. And so definitely look me up. And then as you mentioned, our podcast is called Invisible Hate. We talk about hate crimes that happen in the U.S. that kind of are underreported. And so we'd love for people to check that out and learn more about yeah, hate crimes against Americans.
Yeah, yeah. And is there a work of media that you've been enjoying?
Oh, yeah. I really love the work of Mehdi Hassan, who's on the Peacock channel. I listen to it in podcast form, but he's a, you know, journalist, anchor, and he really is holding power to account. He's got a weekly show, and then he just released a new book that once I have a little bit more free time when my baby falls asleep, I'm going to take a look at. It's called Win Every Argument, but he's a really great journalist and doing some awesome work. I wish that he had a chance to ask Trump some questions last week, because I think he would have gotten a lot more out of that interview than what we saw on CNN.
Yeah. Oh, than Caitlin Collins, who used to work for the Daily Wire.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I love how quickly people forget how they're staffing up at CNN.
Yeah. Miles, where can people find you? Is there work of media you've been enjoying?
Oh, Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Find Jack and I on our basketball podcast. Miles and Jack got Mad Boosties. Hoping for a, you know, good outcome in these upcoming series. We shall see. And let's see, what else? 420 Day Fiancé with Sophie Alexander. We talk about Love is Blind and 90 Day Fiancé. Some tweets I like. Don't really like anything. I will say this. When Daniel was on, y'all were talking about Kunk on Earth on Netflix.
Yeah.
I started watching. That shit is so fucking good. It is so really funny. Good. It is so fucking funny. I love that shit. Diane Morgan is fucking fantastic as Philomena Kunk. And it's just like the writing is so fucking good. Like it's so the way they pack in all of these jokes, but they're so like hard hitting from like a fantastic perspective. So again, if you haven't watched Kunk on Earth, please watch that shit. This shit is so good. And that's been getting my attention in like the most positive way. And I've been getting really sincere laughs, especially when they were talking about like American slavery and all the jokes that they had, like Manifest Destiny. It's just fantastic joke writing and fantastic writing. So
how do you spell I'll Kunk?
C-U-N-K.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a BBC, like a BBC Netflix joint venture. But it's basically, it's Planet Earth, but if Ali G, if an Ali G type comedian was doing people's, like, you know, talking to philosophy professors just blowing their minds with how idiotic some of the questions are.
Yeah. That's so good. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. Tweet I've been enjoying. Giannis Antetokounmpo on May 9th tweeted, "I'm tired of the disrespect. I'm coming." With like a picture of him getting ready to be introduced before a Bucks game. And Ross Parsons Infinity retweeted that and said, "Rodney Dangerfield making love to his wife. I'm tired of the disrespect. I'm coming."
Oh my God.
That killed me. That was
a good one.
While I was laying in bed sweating. I was enjoying that one.
Yeah.
Thanks for the levity, friend. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what's the song that you think people might enjoy?
I was listening to some Flume. You know, from the Australian DJ producer, listening to a mixtape that came out a couple years ago. I was on the plane and I came across this gem called Voices with featuring Kuchka and Sophie. But anyway, if you search Voices by Flume, this track will come up. It's just a really, I don't know, it's just got like Flume's style is very unique, like, you know, like very, very intricate producing and cutting and things like that. But this one just kind of, I don't know, it has like a Sophie's voice on it, plus the beat together just warms my little beat-loving heart. So check this one out, Voices by Flo.
All right, we will link off to that in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending. And we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.